Hey, it's Meltdown here with David Sternberg. He's a heart and lung surgeon at the Carmanis Cancer Institute. David, thank you so much for your time. Is smoking the number one cause of lung cancer?
It is, and it's associated with most forms of lung cancer and, of course, the most serious forms. And, of course, the shame of it is that not only is it strongly associated with it, but it's also completely preventable.
Who should get screened for lung cancer and how often?
Well, there are national guidelines, and the national guidelines say that if you're between the ages of 50 and 80 years old and you've smoked about 20 pack years, that's about at least a pack a day for 20 years or the equivalent, and you've smoked within the past 15 years, you should get screened with a quick CAT scan every year.
Is lung cancer curable?
It is, and it's actually more curable than ever before. We're starting to see the survival for lung cancer increase. It used to be a fairly dismal prognosis, but it's actually becoming cured more and more commonly. And nowadays, we're catching lung cancer at an earlier stage more and more regularly, and patients are experiencing much better outcomes than they ever have in the past.
And lung cancer can be prevented?
Well, it can. The two main causes of lung cancer, one is, of course, smoking, which we talked about, and the other one is radon gas. So if you really want to reduce your risk of lung cancer, first, you'll stop smoking or don't start smoking. And the second thing is to check and make sure that your basement doesn't have an accumulation of radon gas. Now, radon gas is a colorless gas that's emitted from the Earth's crust. But in certain parts of the land, it can accumulate because of the way the Earth's crust is. And the gas can accumulate in your basement and actually silently cause a lung cancer. So if you avoid smoking and you make sure that radon gas is not accumulating in your basement, you can eliminate the two most significant risk factors for lung cancer.
Any additional improvements to care or advanced treatments you'd like to bring up?
Yeah, well, the first and most important thing, and the one thing I always feel like I have to mention, is stopping the smoke. Because stopping smoking will, of course, not only decrease your chances of getting lung cancer, but it will improve your survival odds pretty much at any stage of the game. The second thing, as I mentioned, is radon gas. And then third, make sure you get screened. If you have been smoking, make sure to get screened every single year. Talk to your physician about it. And if you have unfortunately been diagnosed with lung cancer, make sure your physician is somebody who is really in touch with all the developments. Lung cancer is a very fast-moving world. There are lots of breakthroughs that are happening every year. It's become such a successful part of biomedical research that unless you're constantly plugged in and constantly reading about all the new drugs and treatment options, it's very hard to stay in touch. So if you have unfortunately been diagnosed, make sure that your physicians really speak the language well and know everything that's happening.
Doctor, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Thank you so much for having me.